Thank you so very much. So do we have any added agenda items?
Yes, for the awards night.
That to the agenda, and we'll speak about that when number 12 comes around. So we have the council minutes from March 13th and reimbursements costs.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
Do you have any public comment?
Yeah. Oh, it's okay, so a little, my name is Tammy Beatty, and my address is 336 Northwest Congress Street in Oregon. And Mr. Mayor, members of the council, it's promised to do the things that as a region, we maybe shouldn't do as a small entity such as the city of Lapine.
Congratulations.
Any other public comment? No? All right, so sorry about that. So do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, including the second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. All those opposed? Looks like we. All right. So moving right along to number 7. Do we have like a report on that?
I'm Lindsay Spring. The school address is 51633 Coach Road.
Excuse me. Can I ask you to spell your last name, please?
It's Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G.
Thank you so much.
So I'm the theater teacher at Lapine High School, and this is for two of our students. We have the performing arts are really important for our kids. About 95% are not involved because they don't participating for that. Those can cost us quite a bit of money to put on just to get the licensing rights. To add to that, cost of sets and costumes. For each student. We had some things to say. I don't know if you wanted to hear of why theater is important for them.
Well, my name is Cheyenne Koval, and I am at Lapine High School. And the theater program, I was a sophomore in high school looking at the prospects, drop out because I had Fs and Ds. And the structure of being in an activity, granted, it's something that gave me structure to where I could now have the A's and B's the classes with.
Very good. Thank you.
I am residing at 15946 Sunrise Boulevard, Lapine, Oregon, 97739. For me, theater is important because I, due to medical issues, have always been pushed out, so I've been allowed to be a part of them. And with theater, it's a place that I can actually be and I'm actually accepted. I didn't want to go to college, didn't really care about my grades. And I joined theater and now I am soon applying.
97739. And it made me come out of my shell more, and it made me be able to talk to people more.
I am Alexander Best. My mailing address is P.O. Box 3124. I think theater is important because, well, for me at least, just generally being a teenager. That's about all.
I mean, really, so right now we actually are, this is my first year of doing the sponsor. We do pretty well in ticket sales. I didn't know even to ask until a coworker said, have you tried asking? And so I figured asking for two. And that has been on the kids. I gave them the forms and said, I'm definitely looking in the future for more funding.
You have my $50 check already in your office over last week. I'm backing in. I think it's a very worthwhile project, and I'm this year because they're the ones that we really want to support. We want to make sure that they, and if this helps them, it's great.
Thank you.
Mike?
No, I'm impressed seeing the kids come
back. I see them in the class. I know what it's
like. You have an opinion.
Yeah. I 100% agree. And for even though you only get to see the four, for all 28 students, I know the theater.
I know the request.
I could check it real quick. There are ample funds.
I would make a
motion. All those in favor?
I second. Do a second.
Aye. Okay. So motion passes, and thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Right. It's very good to hear from the community. So
right.
Thank you so much.
Right. Remember, we're always here to come talk to you.
You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so our next investment pool account, we have number eight, we have the budget committee. Sorry, I'm like really losing this today. But we're gonna appoint members of the budget committee tonight. We have three applications. One is John Cameron, one is Colleen Scott, other is Russell Smith, and do we have any council comments on that?
No comments other than gotta applaud these people.
Okay, so then I propose that we appoint John, Colleen, and Russell to the, all those.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that's done.
Been sitting and checking that we wanna take care of, bring it to you. We may not, we're looking at that as an option for in the future.
All right, do we have comments on that?
Everybody needs to be aware that the principal, the preservation of the principal is not assured by the treasury or not guaranteed by the FDIC. So we need to understand that it's not a guaranteed fund and there is some risk to it. That's one of the things that I have. On the investment, I'm wondering, do we have any history of their return? Whereabouts, what do they return?
Yeah, I have the current rate is 2.75. As investment pool, all the there's municipalities that pool their money in there. And like I said, we're still looking into it. This is just the first, isn't a for sure thing.
Thing
I gave you the statement thing in your packet that has.
We pay out of our
yes.
income from it, and 0.435 void. Then another thing that kind of bothered me is it says it's participation in the Oregon public. Look at their history. They projected 7% plus and they're not getting anywhere close to it. So now they come in and want us in a program where we're only getting 2.5% or so. I mean, it just bothers me that government does things like that. That's all. Statements, receive the statements either by mail or online, one of the two. And I notice that they're also being audited, which is something good. So that concludes some of the items I think everybody ought to be aware of.
Oh, and many people doubted that those communities invested in programs and invested entire communities. Fire department, we're just checking out,
so
right?
It's not a
and that's why I say just please check into something like that.
I'm being at risk, or try not to anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Try to make them.
If we go ahead and pass this, and you decide not to use it, will you bring whatever program that you have?
Yes.
True. Yeah, leaving it open.
My comments are, I believe there's a number of different vehicles that will benefit. So at some point or another, I think that, you know, we should explore all of our means. And if this right here, we're not really approving going into this.
Moving the money because it doesn't do any good in checking. That's part of out. It is in different places.
Yeah.
It's getting into the weeds of what we're doing. But this was an option that we had discovered that was referred to us by. It's purely because it's.
You're only approving that.
You'd be approving that we could move money in at a different
correct.
Time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Approve
yeah.
that means that it's cut and dried, and if you decide that's where it should go, we say we have the authority to do it. We pass the motion.
Yeah.
The time where we are investing the money in the approximate rate that we were expecting.
Prior to moving it.
Right.
Mike?
Yeah. Well, I would.
I'm just concerned that. I'm concerned the council's getting a little into the. We're moving. I mean, like I said, I've already moved. We're moving. We're in the process of moving it. I mean, that's part of my job description is to how much money there is in the whole entire city. So I'm just. We're moving it to WAFED. We're getting into the weeds, but this was just something to our attention that needs a motion to be able to mark, and just it's another thing on that we have.
Location,
right?
Need to spread
that's
it out.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
This will allow us, that much
right.
This will allow us to move a amount of money there, regardless of how much money.
Right.
Yeah. Correct.
Yes. Correct.
So what you want us to say is, if you decide that you want to put a portion of the money in this account,
the item is I asked Melissa on the agenda. This is I would like to open on are the economics of just business, period. I felt that after reviewing ordinances, all businesses treated the same regardless of what they do. None of them should be held at a disadvantage or an advantage to any other one. Allow businesses to operate under their because they're only allowed 6 days rather than 7 days. And I feel that if we're going to allow marijuana period into our community, then proceed a little further with this, then we can evolve maybe into a...
Councilor Harbor, he's in another layer of government on top of CCS for that. I do kind of like to think...
Don?
Well, I think I'm on record as saying, first of all, not only did the state vote to approve it, but the state voted to allow marijuana shops. That's okay, if you come into this town, you're going to have to buy a license and you're going to have to jump through these hoops directly. Then we talked to the OLCC and make the investigation. We'll accept their employees and owners and everything. But right down to brass tacks, they are a business that's been voted on by the citizens of Lapine, who are investing their own money in it. They're paying their taxes to the state, they're paying their taxes to us, they're paying their business licenses. Therefore, they should be treated like any other business. They should be allowed to set their own hours and time and let the marketplace dictate otherwise.
They dispense and sell your product.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I feel that way.
I do too.
Okay.
I mean, for prohibiting, we already have a business in, so we're really just helping Lapine by, or at least those open that extra day, whereas prohibiting them doesn't really benefit. A
couple of things for decision then, and nothing's changed since then, was to protect one of the alcohol on Sunday. Marijuana is related. That was tenants that I was elected on, was to protect that a year ago.
Thank you so much. Our small town feel, but I don't really believe that prohibiting a business here on Sundays, I don't really think that prohibiting to a number of sources in Bend, for whatever reason, because in Bend is one of their larger generating days of sale. Our dispensaries closed, and we're not only prohibitive sales, no matter what business it is, but we're all 3% difference. So I totally agree that, you know, if we want to have them allowing, you know, or forcing them to be open 6 days and prohibiting them one day is...
I think we need to let the marketplace decide. You have a dispensary and it's going broke on Sundays, they're not going to stay open. They're going to close. And if they can't make it on Monday, they're going to close on Monday. And any of exactly the same thing. In fact, we have businesses in town that are open. They have their money invested. They've paid the city their license fees to open all the time. But if they elect not to open except 2 or 3 days a week, that's and what is going to be best for them. Industry.
You want it? You say no.
I'm opposed. I think we should leave the laws or the ordinance the way
that is. The fact that alcohol and has to be closed on, so we should address that as well, or at least that concern. But
the hearing will move into the next step of adjusting the ordinance. Okay, our next situation is a discussion regarding dwelling units.
That's my cue.
Why don't we have Jake address this?
I'm going to sit in front of you so I can see all of you better. I can see my screen. ADCs and ADUs. We can talk about that all night, either one of those. I'm going to keep it short and simple, and we're going to talk about how SDCs and ADUs relate to each other. And I've come up with an idea that I think could be very beneficial for the city and the developers within the city. A little backstory. ADU is an accessory dwelling unit. ADUs for a municipal added water demand and added sewer demand, basically. The question is that a lot of municipalities are looking at is how do we accurately and fairly capture these extra demands on water and sewer systems? Seems like ADUs has been a topic that's generated a lot of. We address ADUs specifically with SDC. SDC is a system development charge. Our methodology for calculating SDCs in the city are based on meter size. Most residential applications utilize a 5/8 meter SDC. Residential applications. What you're going to see, 90. Our ADU requirements allow for shared services on a development. So if there's a single family development and they want to do an ADU, they can share those services that are provided. Currently, if the developer doesn't add a service or upgrade the site, SDC fees are collected. But there still is added demand on our system for water and sewer. Here's the idea I had drinking coffee in bed one morning, thinking about all this. We require all ADU developments to have a minimum of a 3/4 inch meter service. So that these are two different SDCs, two different meter sizes. 5/8 meter has a 20 gallons per minute flow rate maximum. 3/4 inch increase in flow is needed to support the flow requirements for an ADU on a single family development. So we're talking about a single family development that has a 5/8 already and they're adding the ADU. The college doesn't think that's sufficient flow demands for both of those. Rate of flow that gives them a good water quality on the property that we provide. 5/8 SDC equals $8,820. A 3/4 inch SDC equals $13,229. I'll give you two scenarios that come into play if we impose this for SDC. A is adding an ADU to a development with an existing 5/8 meter. They will need to upgrade the meter size to 3/4 inch and pay the difference in SDCs with $4,409 and any applicable meter upgrade fees. So we would require that meter to be upsized. Right now that's $255. Number two, if developer B is adding an ADU to development with an existing 3/4 inch meter, they will not need to upgrade or pay a difference in SDCs. SDC fee. So we would capture $4,409. These SDC developments are applicable for capacity improvement projects that will be needed as demand. ADUs are small and added demand on our water and sewer systems. We're going to be frequently that residence more often, specifically with the septic tanks. We just got cut in half on how we, or cut the timeline in half when we have to address that tank. 5-year schedule, it's on a 2.5-year schedule now. High quality services for that water system all the time, which is getting more demand on now. Things I want you to think about, if a developer, we don't want to, you know, inhibit developers from coming into the city and doing things like this. There's two approaches to it. They could do, you know, option A, where they had a dwelling on their property, a single family, they paid all their SDCs up front, they want to add that ADU, they're going to pay that difference. I think that's very, if they want to start at the beginning, they say, hey, I'm putting a house on here, and I know I'm going to do an ADU in the family, and pay a 3/4 inch SDC to keep that option available. Anybody have any questions about this topic? I know it's a lot to digest, but.
Well, a couple things come to mind. One, I know that in recent discussion about fees for that when the pine tends to fit in that. So I guess my question is, what have we figured out with that change in having to pump it.
I mean, it triggers more, you know, work on our right at all. Yeah.
I understand the big picture, but at the same time, we housing without making the fee to steep.
Topic is definitely prevalent across the state right now. We're not charging a full SDC, or we're almost charging half an SDC.
So we're just thinking.
Maybe one more example real quick. As we talk about Kegel in that area, we're going to expand our services into. We're not going to charge a hookup fee or an SDC credit. But if one of those residents wants a mechanism to collect an SDC on that, so they would be getting something like this. We go under there, they still get that SDC wave and the hookups for free, but they would
get single a homeowner that's right. Going to turn a garage into an ADU or put an ADU above a garage.
All for that, 100% for ADUs, but I think housing, but they're still making a profit off that ADU, or they wouldn't be building it if they rented it out. So I think, I mean, we have to try to cover some costs somewhere in there. Mike?
Well, I think that there has to be a good balance. Mm-hmm. New house, the where there's not a lot out there, say, in Cagle, there hasn't been put that in with the 3/4. service.
But if you do that up front, there's no extra.
Do all that up front.
Yep.
Right. See what we can do.
Trying to find that balance of collecting something without. I don't think a full-on SDC is warranted for.
No.
800 square feet or.
800 max or
60%. I don't have it in front of me.
And we only allow.
Was that the door for higher SDCs,
yeah,
anyways?
That's a different thing.
We've got lots in this town that are half acres or 1 acre lots. 1 acre lot, build a home, and I want to put four ADUs as long as I don't violate the square footage coverage of the lot. Can I do that? Is that what you're telling me?
No, no, no. Well, then you're into multifamily, and you're going into multifamily and site plan review. No,
that's
yeah,
that's
yeah, exactly.
I like the idea.
Yeah. It's good.
SDC fund choose for?
For maintaining all critical assets out there, whether it's a reservoir, whether it's pumps, whether it's collection mains, whether it's water mains. That's what it's
the water bills. I mean, we're looking at, what, 80 some?
O&M as well.
Okay. Well, I'm just.
Like I said, I could have probably done a whole presentation on SDCs,
yeah,
and some of us might understand it better, and some of us might not.
Well,
so SDCs are a bit complicated.
Yeah, we've been learning a lot about
water. Our SDCs only go to our utilities because
a collection of the water SDC can only go back into the water.
Ours technically should be lower than other cities that provide.
Well, but I think ours are still lower in comparison even.
So you're running some amortization, you know, seems pretty high. So that's where, you know, even at $8,000 for a reasonably priced home.
Those SDCs are impacted by the improvements we're going to be doing to the system.
This is only about the ADU.
This is only about boots and everything. And if that's the case, where's our SDCs coming from? Lower SDCs for water and sewer eliminate the roads. That means we have to get money from some other place. The other day, and I'll tell you, if I drove over 5 miles an hour, I'd shake my car to pieces. I mean, that road is horrible. That means I get it from someplace.
It's not coming from water or sewer SDCs.
Take it from that. That's why I said, where's the money going to come from?
Sure. I think we should talk about ADUs right now. But
the
street SDC could be something we talk about.
Budget's coming.
The street SDC is something we could talk about in the future. To
you
build
mean
up funds.
ADUs don't, they just
cover
water and sewer,
on the roads.
But they don't get any additional transportation or anything. You just
right.
have a click and everything stays the same. No more cars, no more vehicles or anything else.
It's a topic the council. The only thing stopping, I think, development in Cagle, right?
Yeah, but there's going to be some kind of mechanism
be,
to help
yeah.
pay for streets and street maintenance
right.
in the future. What that is,
that's
so, but there's different avenues we could go down. For sure.
Correct.
To at some
gas
point.
Tax, SDC for transportation, that's going to be a...
We can't pull them from water or sewer funds, like you were saying.
But now, because otherwise we're going to be charging this as well as an additional amount for roads when we can charge for roads. Right now we can't.
We can adjust our SDCs as the market dictates if we every 3 years if we wanted to and adjust them. For
they
need
to.
On that,
right.
They need to be
8,018.
Lots in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those lots, with if the changes that they do, will those lots be able to accommodate an ADU also, or will they not because of the lot coverage?
Correct. They can't. Those cannot have ADUs.
Setbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just broaching the topic. Today.
Right. Right. I just have a quick question. Do we have ADUs on lots right now?
That's what I can think of.
Okay, that was one of my things. How do we get them to
hinder development? So far with what we've reached out with, we haven't seen that, so we're
okay.
just trying to get ahead.
Other question is, when you started to put in an ADU, it just became...
We collect them prior to allowing occupancy. That's how we do it right
part
now.
Part of their building.
We own our SCC, for example.
Right, no, I'm just trying to think of how to keep the costs down.
SDCs are collected when permits are issued,
right.
Monitoring that, and we get it kicked back to us at that point, and the water comes in, basically when they open up that way, and they are currently, not all collected at one time.
Okay.
I've seen projects take a year, 6 months, before we see a water quite often.
Right. So this really...
If this is something that council wants to see, we'd love to bring back an ordinance.
Actual cost, maybe, that enable housing, and what can we do to encourage builders?
Sure. Every service in town is a minimum of a 3/4-inch service.
Okay.
You can go down to a 5/8 meter.
Okay. I know it's going to be usage, but...
City of Bend's requiring a minimum of a 1-inch service, allowed down to a 3/4-inch. There's no 5/8 in Bend. Whatever size that meter is, that's what where SDC is.
Okay. So
based on their...
If they're 2-bedroom homes instead of
Asian, before we make any
sure.
decision.
So just to be clear, you want some demand that ADU puts on the system?
The effect an ADU puts on the system, because full baths and a quarter bath downstairs.
Sure.
We
it's going to be pretty simple. It's going to get run through legal. They're going to be able to adopt a new meter site. Adopted 2 years ago. What it would be, it was just amending that ordinance to add that language, and that's all it would look like. And but I'll get you more data first.
With the information.
Sure. I drafted ordinance with the
right,
the data.
Exactly. I scratch his head.
Jake, what do you think about drinking coffee of the ordinance?
Yeah.
That's right. So our next thing is number 12, which are matters that are added. So
I'm looking for approval from the this would give us 8 tickets, so essentially other city employees. But total price is $360, and then we would decorate a table. And so I thought it'd be kind of a good thing to, you know, a good way to support
her and get to know our counselors and our city staff better, I think is a good, I think that the more that we're out there, the more that we can get the city citizens.
12 tickets. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Well, I will be returning from Israel today. Probably would excuse myself.
I just had
sand. Stone.
Sand.
Brick from the wall.
A brick from the wall. I might get in trouble for that one.
I support it. I might be there as my own business.
Bring your coffee time in the morning.
Bring some awareness to some dark neighborhoods.
They have a theme.
Western theme.
I think they just changed the theme like
we
today.
We can put little outhouses.
Little
ADU
houses. Little ADU houses.
Actually, little outhouses is kind of funny.
Yeah.
What's
changed
on us again?
It's the Wild Western TV Westerns,
but then today on their right now on
the name.
TV Westerns are the theme of the table. So anyway,
it says our theme is Western Swing Cowboy.
I had an idea for Maverick.
We
needed
to do
Maverick.
Right, Vicky.
Right. That's the whole thing. That's it.
Ruined it for me.
Yeah, it's not on this one. But
oh, it's not
anyway,
on this
just for moving it along.
Town of the modern.
Right.
We can show an old building and then how it looked after we used it.
I think we should adopt that as a
urban rule.
It seems like we have a majority of consent. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Our next thing is public comment. We have public. Okay.
Just
so,
taking it all in.
Right. So our next thing after that is staff comments. Do we have staff?
Things. The ODOT multi-use path, that's going to the county commissioners. They're going to do some education with the new commissioner. Something fun. We hired a part-time high school student, Sun River Lapine Rotary, to possibly, if you're willing to support a table there.
Topic I've been asked to speak next month in Career Day. Check that out. I've been there before.
On the table.
Perfect. We're realizing the snow is probably going away at some point. And we're starting the budget right now. We're getting those numbers crunched out.
Tracy?
I only have one item. The Oregon Government Ethics Commission, you've all should have received correspondence from mid-March. Okay, thanks. As of yesterday, Melissa was the only response. Got yours now. Everyone else, it's imperative that you do that.
I held it online over a week ago.
Right, I filed mine months ago.
I heard back from him yesterday, and he did not. If you did yours last week, Doug, maybe it wasn't updated.
Opened up the account then and stuff.
Well, I opened my account up.
You create the account, and then you have to go back and do the annual statement of economic income. Well, please, if you need assistance, let one of us know, and we will make the call for you, but it's not something that we can do for you. It's completely separate. Oregon government ethics kind of speaks to itself, so it's not.
I had taken and went there, and I reopened that up, you know, when I'd seen you there.
Call the phone number. They're very, very helpful. If that doesn't work for you, then please let us know.
We need to replace that young man right up there, I believe. So I don't know how we go about it. I
actually spoke to Mr. Montgomery about it, too. So.
Yeah.
Do I not get to know who it is, or?
You were leaving it as a surprise.
Okay. All right.
Mike?
Actually, it's Max Miller.
That's a great replacement. He's going to do that.
Plan?
Yes. We're working on a plan for that.
I got
the, with a temporary sign anyways, you know, and if we got a little use out of it.
Yeah,
it works for
good.
I just think we need to put something a little bit.
Right, that's what I had said.
Look good, though.
Yeah, it was,
right.
It'll last into both through winter. So.
We're working on the project.
Too.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to be here a lot just because of wrestling season, but so that was really cool. But now that it's over, I can finally like de-stress from athletics and progress into college, and then just finish up. Still got a few scholarships for that too, but I haven't heard back yet. So I was in Wyoming, down in Laramie. I spent time at the Wyoming State Conference for FBLA. So I was there. The University of Wyoming offered me pretty much a full ride. And so like that's board, tuition, books, everything. So that's ideal, but again, I'm waiting before I commit to that to hear out all my options, but that's more than likely where I'll go. And then I'll double major in business management and political sciences. Probably what'll happen, but still just before I commit.
Well, comments are, I'm just glad to see everyone working together.